The daily routine for most people does not include ritual prayer. But for observant Muslims, prayer is a very constant part of daily life. That's in this week's episode of The Good Life, with me, Mark Franklin, on ABC Radio and on your pod. Fawaz Dewan is a lawyer at a prestige firm in Sydney. In many respects, his working day is much like that of any other lawyer in the city. He gets in early, works hard, and goes home late. But in his lunch breaks, Fawaz goes to a nearby mosque to pray. And twice a day he prays in his office. And he also prays in the morning before leaving for work and at night when he gets home. That's because, as a Muslim, Fawaz is required to pray 5 times a day. It's called Salah in Arabic, and it's one of the pillars of the faith. I talked to Fawaz about the importance of Salah on his own daily journey to lead the good life.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
My name is Fawaz Dewan. I'm a lawyer. I specialise in commercial litigation. I've been practising as a lawyer for 9 years. I'm currently at McCabe Tyrrell. It's a mid-sized law firm.
Hi, Fawaz. Thanks for having me up to your offices on the 14th floor. We're overlooking Hyde Park. It's a cloudy day, but we can see everything that's happening. It's a bird's eye view right over the War Memorial Monument, towards St. Mary's Cathedral. We can see a glimpse of the Opera House and of the Harbour Bridge. It's quite a nice spot, really.
It is. It is nice, isn't it? I mean, I would love to be rather outside than sort of, you know, stuck in the office most of the day and working hard.
Oh, well, we're going to go for a walk shortly, but we'll come to that in a minute. Now, can you tell us a little bit about your religious and cultural background?
I'm Muslim. I came to Australia in 1998 from Bangladesh.
And do you speak Bengali?
I do speak Bengali. In fact, I'm quite fluent in Bengali.
We're here to talk about the 5 daily prayers that Muslim people say throughout the day and the evening. I understand that they're called Salah in Arabic. Is that what you call them too? Or is there a different word in Bengali?
We call them Salah, but also it's known as Namaz.
What are the 5 times of day that a Muslim must pray? And what name do you give to each of the prayers?
The 5 prayers are called Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. They're all Arabic words. The Fajr prayer is the first prayer. That is before the sun rises. The Dhuhr prayer is the midday prayer. The Asr prayer is the afternoon prayer. The Maghrib prayer is prayed at the sunset, and the evening prayer, Isha prayer, that's the last one.
Why is it that a Muslim must pray 5 times a day?
Well, it's a direction from Allah. When I was a child, my parents told me to pray. That was the right thing to do. So I started praying. But as I grew up, I understood the significance of it. To me, it's a method of communicating with God directly, rather than seeking intervention from an imam or a priest or a rabbi. I can just pray on my own and communicate with God, seek help from Him, be grateful to Him for all the blessings that He has bestowed upon me.
What is the intention behind making prayer something that you do throughout each day, through all the days of your adult life?
I think the repetition of the prayers throughout the day is intended to remind you of God. It's intended to remind you that you are required to do things as per the revelation, that you are a creation of God. You have been created for a purpose. It's easy for us to forget about God, forget about spirituality when we become embroiled in our regular activities. But this prayer sort of gives you a break.
So it's about making religion front and centre in your life, making it a part of daily life.
Yes, that's right.
And do you think that it has that effect on your life?
Well, I'm not perfect, and I would like to improve my spiritual life, but I can certainly say, though, that it does have an effect, and the fact that I try to pray regularly, that guides me in the way I do things. There might be things which are tempting, but I sort of try not to get into those things because, you know, it might be that just a few hours earlier I prayed, and I sort of think, oh gosh, you know, I'm trying to be a religious person. At the same time, I can't really delve into all these things. Yeah.
So it does put it sort of front and center in your life then?
It does, yes. You know, these prayers make me a better person.
Now, you and I are about to leave your offices, go downstairs, take a walk to the mosque, and I'm going to join you for the midday. Is it the midday prayer that you're
it
going to be doing now?
It will be the midday prayer now.
Okay, well, shall we head off then? We're just downstairs from Faiz's office now. We're walking towards the mosque for the midday prayers along Elizabeth Street in the centre of Sydney. We're just standing at the entrance to the mosque in Surrey Hills. There are a whole bunch of people turning up as we speak. Cab drivers, couriers, office workers, labourers, all sorts of people taking off their shoes, going inside, washing their hands, their feet and their face, and then heading up into the prayer room.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة.
We've just been to the mosque and you've done your midday prayers. I noticed that you washed your hands and your face and your feet before you prayed. Why is this?
The salah is meant to be a method of communicating with God, and it's important for us to be clean before we effectively stand in front of God. So before we pray, we clean ourselves, we wash certain parts of the body.
A purification process.
It's a purification process, yes. Yes.
I noticed that while you were praying, there were several different positions that you would take. You would stand and kneel and prostrate yourself. I understand that each of these actions is part of something called a rak'ah. Can you explain what a rak'ah is?
A prayer consists of several rak'ah. For example, the midday prayer, which I have just performed, it consists of 10 rak'ah. It's a repetition of certain bodily movements of 10 times throughout the prayer. You start standing, recite some verses of the Quran, then you bow, you utter a few words, then you stand back, then you prostrate, you sit down, you prostrate again, and then you stand up. That's the end of one rak'ah.
And each of the five different salah, five different prayers, they contain certain verses from the Quran, I understand?
Yes, that's right.
Is it the same verse five times a day, or the same series of verses five times a day, or do they each differ?
There are certain verses which need to be recited, and then you have got a choice to choose other verses from the Quran.
So what was said in some of the verses that you recited just now?
This prayer effectively seeks guidance from God to be one of the rightly guided persons, and not to be the one who has gone astray.
Can you give us a bit of a sense of your daily prayer routine? Where do you recite each of the five salah?
The Fajr prayer, that is the morning prayer, I pray at home. The Dhuhr prayer, which coincides with my lunchtime, I usually go to the mosque. The Asr prayer, that is the afternoon prayer, I pray in the office. Maghrib, that is the late afternoon prayer, unfortunately, most of the days, I'm still at work during that time. So, yeah, again, I pray at office. The night prayer, that is the Isha prayer, I pray at home.
And it changes in winter then, I guess, when it gets dark earlier, some of the prayers happen earlier.
Exactly, that's right. It changes during winter.
How long do each of the daily prayers take?
Altogether, depending on how quick you are, 30 to 40 minutes. And you might allow some time for you to purify, etc.
The legal profession is very demanding of a person's time, and family commitments can take a lot of time too. How does your religious practice sit alongside these other areas of your life?
I regard these prayers as an important part of my daily life, and I have been praying since I was a child, so I'm just used to it. It does not really cause any disruption. In fact, I would say that in many respects, it helps me in performing my other daily activities. Just take, for example, the midday prayer. Like, I come to work, and naturally, after a few hours, you get tired, exhausted. And the purification and the subsequent prayer helps you rejuvenate. It freshens you and gives you the energy to continue working for the rest of the afternoon. So it works perfectly fine for me. It is a form of meditation at the end of the day, because when you pray, you sort of try to focus, you try to forget about worldly affairs, and it does certainly help you in relaxing.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the psychology of prayer, because the psychology of prayer can take many forms. It can be a meditation, it can be a request of God, it can be gratitude, thanking God. How would you describe your form of prayer, or does it vary?
It certainly varies, and I would say that my prayer probably encapsulates all the things that you've said. In my prayer, I certainly express gratitude to God, but at the same time, at the end of the prayer, there is an optional thing. You can say in your own way whatever you want to say to God. We can say that any time. It's not that we have to pray one of those five prayers to ask for things from God. We can even do it now.
But this is something that people usually do, is it? They say their prescribed prayers, and then if there's something particular happening in their lives, they might add something on at the end. Is that what you mean?
That's right, exactly.
Do you feel that you have a personal relationship with God? You know, that you can talk to God directly through prayer?
I wish I could. The strength of the relationship with God fluctuates. There are certain times when the belief is quite strong, and when you pray, you feel like God is listening to you. And at the end of the prayer, when you ask for something, you feel like He has listened to you and He is going to grant that to you. But the reality is that, you know, you can't always be that focused. One of the problems I face as a lawyer, like if I'm working on a matter quite intensely, when I try to perform my prayer, those things come into my mind and cause disturbance.
What effect does the practice of praying five times a day have on you as a person?
I firmly believe that the prayers make me a better person. It's very easy in our life to be distracted, to be attracted to nice car, house, building, etc., and being consumed by them. But when you repeat your prayers five times a day, you feel like there is something even more important. And that is to ensure that you lead your life in the way God decreed. Be just, be truthful, be honest, be kind, be generous. And those are some of the things that I believe the prayers have made me to improve on.
Fayez, thank you very much for having me along today to join you for the midday prayer and for talking to me about it.
My pleasure.
حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Fayez Dewan talking there about his daily routine of salah, of praying five times a day as required by Islam.